Let us affirm our faith as found in page 881 in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray as we prepare to bring our tithes and offerings. God of abundance, we thank you so much for the way that you provide for us daily. We thank you for the missions of this church, and we ask that our gifts today help better our church and grow our kingdom, or your kingdom. Bless these gifts and use them as you see fit. Amen.
God's only Son.
Abel, all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sins before God and one another. This is found on page 12. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law, and we have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to
the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by the water and Spirit. And on the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, he gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup and he gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I'd like to invite the communion stewards and servers up, as well as the ushers. And let me remind you that in the United Methodist Church, the communion table is open to all who profess the faith in Christ or who seek to earnestly know Christ and his mercies. We'll receive communion at the altar rail and with the bread and the cup, and then you'll be dismissed by a table.
Thank you.
If you would pray with me. Our gracious God, as we've come before you at this table, we know we have come not on our own merits, but only through the graces and mercies that you have given us, that you have lifted us to this high and holy place, and that we've experienced this high and holy connection with you, Lord, our Savior. As we leave this place, may indeed that grace and mercy grow within us. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. And now if you would stand and receive our closing benediction. As you go this day, may you never doubt God's infinite steadfast love for you. May you never have that time when you think that God doesn't know you by name and has turned his face toward you. And may in your walk this week, may it be with Christ and may you experience that peace. And in your life, may you live it in the power that is the Holy Spirit to elevate you above every circumstance you might come across. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our regular Sunday morning worship service from the First United Methodist Church in Mountain Home. Join us again next week at this same time.